مرحبا يا مصطفى, مرحبا يا مصطفى, the grand arrival of مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم, مرحبا يا مصطفى.
الحمد لله رب العالمين, والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله, وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. Welcome once again, dear viewers of Madani channel. You are watching the program called The Grand Arrival of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All praises is due to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, our sustainer, our provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram Nure Mujassam Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, upon his illustrious family and his noble companions Alayhi Muridwan. Let's welcome our honorable guest for this afternoon, Mawlana Abdul Qadir Attari Sallamahu Al-Badi. Our discussion, dear viewers, is the generous intercession of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the shafa'at of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aur aap dua kare ki hame ye naseeb ho, hum sab ko naseeb ho. Subhanallah, the condition is that you need to love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we need to follow his sunnah, and we need to make sure that our iman is intact even at the time of departure from this world, dear viewers. Then it is hope that you will attain the shafa'at of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have some kalams, we have other video clips that we would like for the viewers of Madani channel to listen and watch. But since we are discussing this this quality of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whereas Allah Azza wa Jalla will position him at such a station, subhanallah, whereas the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will intercede. But before we go any further and explain the shafa'at of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please, dear viewers of Madini channel, kindly watch this program right from the beginning, from this very moment until the end of the program, and increase your knowledge together with this, your love and connection and devotion for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. With regards to Shafa'at itself, Mawlana Sahib, we have a kalam which we will take in between the program, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. But it's important for us to know that the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is so merciful towards the Muslims. He is so kind and always so into making sure that the Ummatis are never at any grief and problem. The Quran says, "Harisun alaykum bil mu'minina raufur rahim." Allahu Akbar. To this extent that even when any Muslim, any believer, and any devotee falls into any sort of difficulty, this causes grief and pain to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And so is the situation on the day of Qiyamah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in this world saying, "Ummati, Ummati." He left this world in the very same state saying, "Ummati, Ummati." Concerned about the well-being of his ummah, even on the day of judgment, how the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla will perform shafa'at on the day of Qiyamah, subhanallah. In fact, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, in his beautiful poetry, he speaks about how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will open the doors of shafa'at and how he will intercede. He says in his beautiful poetry, aap apne kalam mein yu farmate hain,
टूट जाएंगे गुनाहगारों के फौरन कैदो बंद, टूट जाएंगे गुनाहगारों के फौरन कैदो बंद, हश्र में खुल जाएंगी ताकत रसूलुल्लाह की, अर्शे हक है मसनदे रिफअत रसूलुल्लाह
Allah Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, subhanallah. You know, we are sinners, dear viewers of Madini channel, but if you leave this world with iman, surely you will attain salvation, you will attain shafa'at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the badala of our actions? It is Jahannam, it is the hellfire because of not adhering to the Sharia, not following the Sunnah and the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it is said in the beautiful poetry once again. Mere aamal ka badla to Jahannam. So keep reciting Durood e Pak with love and affection, dear viewers of Madini channel, because the summary of one narration is Asma'u Salata Ahli Muhabbati. Subhanallah, that those who send Durood and salams upon me with love and affection, I listen and I hear their recitation of Durood and Salawat. Subhanallah. Keep reciting the Durood e Pak, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatun wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibullah. Mawlana Sahib, there's so many questions that now we need to ask in order to get the answers with regards to Shafa'at Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the desire of every ummati that he hopes for the greatest intercession on the day of Qiyamah that will be received through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can Mawasab elaborate on this point to make it much more clear?
Alhamdulillah. First of all, Shafa'at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the term Shafa'at, alhamdulillah, is a broad term. And the literal meaning of Shafa'at is wasila, meaning medium, subhanallah. And our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is, as we know him, wasilatuna fi dharain. He is our wasila in this dunya and in the next world, inshallah, azza wa jal. And according to Sharia, that in Sharia terminology, shafa'at means seeking goodness for another person is called intercession and shafa'at, subhanallah. And of course, as believers, as Muslims, it is obligatory to have our belief in the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have iman and faith in the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is now from the necessary tenets of faith for a Muslim, for him to be called a Muslim, subhanallah. And this is such a beautiful aspect that we all gonna need it. Every Muslim, everyone who ever read kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be in need of it. The entire mankind will be in a state of frenzy on the day of judgment, that they will be gathered in a vast plain of mahshar, and the sun will be brought exceedingly close to the earth.
Allahu
Akbar. At that time, the humanity will be in a desperate state of fear and impending doom. And then we should search for someone who may intercede for us before Allah Azza wa Jalla, subhanallah. Everyone will pin their hope on someone who can intercede for them, subhanallah. And they will all reach Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and they will remind him of his high station in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they'll say, you are the father of mankind. Allah Azza wa Jalla enlivened you with a soul. Angels prostrated before you on his command, subhanallah. And our state is indeed terrible. Intercede for us. And then Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will say to them about the divine wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal on that day, that today the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jal is at such a height that it was never seen before, nor will it ever be like this.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
And then he says, go to somebody else. Go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. He doesn't only say go to somebody else, but he also says to them, Who's the next person that they should go to?
Izhabu ila ghayri. Aside from me, the next person, Allahu Akbar.
And he says, go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And when they go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, they'll likewise, alhamdulillah, extol his virtues and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They start upon him and they'll say, you are the first of Allah's messengers that was dispatched to the people of earth, and he has called you a thankful servant.
Allah.
Look at our condition. Please intercede for us. And Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam will similarly say, as Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam had said about the divine wrath of Allah azza wa jal. And then he'll say that that one dua that Allah subhanahu, one accepted dua that Allah azza wa jal had granted me, I already finished, ask for it for my ummah. So go to somebody else. And then ultimately he'll send them to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah. Now people will flock to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, as we say, marta kya na karta. So this will be the dire situation, because this is the situation nobody has prepared for.
Allah.
The entire mankind, as Sayyidi Ala says, ki
khalq fi
kahan se kahan
tumhare liye,
subhanallah. So this is now the journey of the entire creation Allah Hazrat has mentioned, and alhamdulillah, which is mentioned in this beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then people will flock to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and ask, you are the Prophet of Allah, and please intercede for us in the court of Allah. And he too shall say, today Allah has exhibited his wrath like this that it was never shown before, no, it will ever be like this again. And then he will guide them to somebody else, subhanAllah. And he'll say, go to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. People will come to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and praise him accordingly as befits his station, mashallah. And they'll say, Allah Azza wa Jal had, subhanAllah, chosen you to be his prophet, and he had chosen you to be the someone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had a conversation with. And they'll say, please intercede for us. Musa alayhi salam, he says, today Allah's wrath is on the rise. Go to someone else. And then they'll go to finally Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, they will also remind him of his of Allah's favors upon him. And they'll say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enabled you to speak in your childhood, subhanallah, and please intercede for us. And he'll say, no, I cannot go to someone else, subhanallah. And whom he will send to, subhanallah, none other than our master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will say, go to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and people will come to our master, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say, ya Rasulullah, you are the messenger, the final Prophet of Allah, and through you Allah azza wa jal has forgiven the sins of those that were before you and that will be day after you, subhanallah, through your sadaqah. Please intercede for us, subhanAllah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not turn them down. The mercy of creation, the final Prophet of Allah, will then prostrate under the divine throne of Allah azza wa jal. Allah azza wa jal will grant him divine praise and glorification. After this, he will declare, O Muhammad, raise your head, speak, you'll be heard. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will raise his head and ask Allah to forgive his ummah. Allah azza wa jalla will say, O Muhammad, enter those of your followers who have no accountability upon them into paradise through its right door. Now say the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that explaining this, how, what is the distance, because the pious people, they will enter through the right door, who have no accountability on them. The distance between Makkah and Himyar, Himyar I suppose is a place in Yemen, and O Makkah and Busra is equal to the distance between two doors of paradise.
Allah,
subhanallah, subhanallah. And those, even those upon whom Jahannam would have become incumbent, even those will be granted entry into Jannah. As we say, alhamdulillah, ham Rasulullah ke Jannat Rasulullah. If we belong to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then our master knows what's best for us. We are not concerned whether he sends us through the right door, the left door of Jannah, inshallah azza wa jal, as long as we get his shafaat, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
As Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, kya hi zawq afza, shafaat hai tumhari wa
kya baat,
farz leti hai gunah par his
hai hai hai. Wow, wow, wow.
This is how encouraging is the shafaat of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that even the pious will borrow the sins just so they could also get the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Kya baat hai Maulana Sahab. I'm just thinking, dear viewers of Madani channel, from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam to Nuh alayhi salam, from Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and from where to where, subhanallah, when we reach Isa alayhi salam, and then he directs us to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ala Hazrat isi baat ko yu bhi farmate hain,
mahshar mein lalkar diya humko bekaso ke aa ab teri duhai hai bekaso ke aa ab teri duhai hai.
Kahenge aur nabi idhabu ila ghairi,
mere huzur ke lab pe ana laha hoga.
Subhanallah.
Khalil o naji masih o safi sabhi se kahi kahi bhi bani,
ye bekhabri ke khalq peri kahan se kahan tumhare liye. Subhanallah. Ye bekhabri ke khalq peri kahan se kahan kahan tumhare liye, aur aakhir mein faqat itna sabab hai in iqad bazm e mahshar ka, فقط اتنا سبب ہے انعقاد بزم محشر کا کہ ان کی شان محبوبی دکھائی جانے والی ہے. This is the truth that on the day of Qiyamah we all will be seeing the authority of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam duniya mein through the waswasas of the devil and shaitan. Na jane kaise kaise khurafat aur khayalat aate rahe, shaitan ne behka diya, hamara trust kamzor hua, hamari mohabbatein kamzor hui. Duniya mein na jane hum kaise kaise discussions mein pad jate hain, lekin on the day of qiyamah Allah azza wa jalla will raise his beloved habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the highest position known as maqam e mahmood. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we'll ask our respected Maulana sahib with regards to maqam e mahmood itself.
Maqam e mahmood is the maqam that is granted to the beloved nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he will be granted maqam mahmood. Besides that, he says, ana hamilu liwa'il hamd yawm al-qiyamah wala fakhr.
Allah,
I am the flag bearer of the flag of praise on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Now liwa'ul hamd is the praise of Allah azza wa jalla, the flag of the praise on the day of judgment, and I am not boasting. Subhanallah. He has been given such maratib, and yet he says, I'm not boastful. Allah. Subhanallah. Allah. There is no need, because these stations Allah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speak for themselves and volumes upon volumes. Subhanallah. And there is a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal mentions this fact, subhanallah, so beautifully that inshallah Azza wa Jal in Surah Ad-Duha, about what Allah Azza wa Jal has granted his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. It is just a subhanallah, beautiful, such short ayah of the Holy Quran, but it contains so much of meaning and substance into it. Allah Azza wa Jal, what Allah Azza wa Jal has given the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to please him. If we were to open the tafsir of it, subhanallah azza wa jal, the mufassirin ikram, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, even the hadith of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they speak volumes about it. Maulana Sahib, alhamdulillah, with regards to this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat quotes this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when this ayah was revealed, after that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, idhan la arda wa wahidun min ummati fi an-nar.
Allahu akbar.
I will not be pleased until even one ummati of mine remains in hell. Allah, Allah, Allah. Meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not be pleased. So what is the meaning of this ayah? That the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his pleasure lies in our salvation. Subhanallah, subhanallah. When all of us will be taken out, then the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam pleased. And further on, he narrates another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, "Ashfa'u li ummati hatta yunadini Rabbi," that I will be doing intercession for my ummah until Allah Azza wa Jal will call me. Aradita ya Muhammad, wa Muhammad, are you pleased?
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Faakulu, then I will say, ay Rabbi, qad radita, subhanallah. Oh my Lord, yes, I am pleased.
Subhanallah,
subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the shafaat of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
Subhanallah. We can, you know, expand on it day and night, because this is something that subhanallah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has kept for us, reserved for us, as we just alhamdulillah learnt in the first hadith of Shafa'at, that when the creation will go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidi, when they will go to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, he will say to them that I had been granted one accepted dua, which I finished asked for my ummah. But there is nothing more. But the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in Mubarak hadith, in contrast to this, he says that every Nabi was granted one accepted dua, and they all made that dua in their lifetime, subhanAllah. But I am saving mine for the day of judgment,
subhanAllah.
And my ummah will need it the most. We just learn from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, until one ummati of mine remains in the fire.
Subhanallah. This is really exciting, dear viewers, to learn and to know that this is the efforts of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this world as well as in the hereafter, that throughout his lifetime he was most concerned for yours and minds and our well-being. Ji haan, hum sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam se dur jaate rahe hain, magar aap din aur raat ahozari farmate rahe hain, apni ummat ke gham mein aap asu bahate rahe. Allahu Akbar. For our sins that we have committed, dear viewers of Madani channel, imagine Allah Azza wa Jalla says to his Habib, as Mawlana Sahib has mentioned, wala sawfa yu'thika rabbuka fatarda. Subhanallah. This promise has been given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Baqir says that if you asked Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the most promising verse in the Quran Park that one attains contentment through, one understands that our sins will be forgiven, will be forgiven, will be admitted to Jannah, then the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned this verse, وَلَا سَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرُبَى. The reason for this is because when the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given the glad tidings of this verse, since he was crying in the world for his ummah, and then as you mentioned, that he would not be happy until his last ummati is not taken out of hell. Verily Allah Azza wa Jalla has bestowed abundance of goodness and excellence upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is only one jhalak. In the dunya we have seen so many, subhanallah. This is only one day of yours of Madini channel. Then Mawlana Sahib explained Maqam Mahmood, the station where Maqam Mahmood is also known as the place of Shafa'at, and the greatest intercession, because after which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go into sajda and he will praise Allah Azza wa Jalla in such a way that no ear ever heard such praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before.
Subhanallah.
Something which Allah Azza wa Jalla will instill in the heart of his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time. Allahu Akbar. And then the doors of Shafa'at opens. But we mentioned before that now those people who are paying for their sins have been admitted into Jannah. However, Mawasa, before we even go there, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you follow the sequence, subhanAllah, we learn that now the doors of Shafa'at opens, as you mentioned, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now commanded to lift his Mubarak and blessed head and ask for what he wants to ask. And now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the very first individual and personality, subhanAllah, who is the beloved of Allah. And prior to that, no one had any guts or audacity to even say anything in the barakah of Allah Azza wa Jalla, except for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he holds the closest proximity to Allah Azza wa Jalla, yani the closest position in terms of station, in terms of maqam, in terms of closeness, in terms of being from amongst the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He is the most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And once that door is opened, subhanallah, it is stated in the hadith that now other anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam would also intercede. The awliya Allahs of this ummah will also intercede for their murids, subhanallah, for their disciples. Ghaus-e-Pak will intercede. Khaja Gharib Nawaz will intercede. Data Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala will also intercede. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jalla, all the awliya-i-kamilin, awliya-i-saliheen, throughout the globe would intercede after the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will open the doors of intercession to such an extent that in other riwayat we learn that the Ka'batullah will also intercede. Subhanallah. Huffaz and ulamas will also intercede. The black stone known as Hajar-e Aswad that we kiss will also intercede for you. The shuhada that are martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also intercede for you. Infant children born dead, they will also intercede for their parents, subhanallah. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will open the doors of intercession, then one will attain shafa'at even through other sources. Now, Mawlana Sahib, please explain to us further than this. What happens now in the hellfire? Those who are paying for their sins in Jahannam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now interceding for them, are they not going to receive any hissa from this?
Yes, they will all, actually, as long as a person has iman and he has passed on the kalima and the faith of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us, subhanallah, as Sayyidi Ala says, peshi haq mujda shafaat ka sunate jayenge, subhanallah. And he has mentioned that on the day of judgment, he is in the state of sajda, of intercession for us. And subhanallah, what an intercession, as Mu'asab has said, the shafaat kubra, the doors of intercession will be opened only upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Shair very beautifully says,
kaha khuda ne shafaat ki baat mahshar mein mera habib kare koi dusra na kare.
Will be open for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, that is matching that beautiful in Ayatul Kursi. We all read Ayatul Kursi, mashallah. Many of the children have memorized it, subhanallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Man dha ladhi yashfa'u indahu illa bi'ithnihi, subhanallah. Except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that one to be granted the permission will be our beloved Nabi
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
What should be the level of a person's iman? One has to be muttaqi and parhezgar and all pious, subhanallah. No, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my shafaat is for those people of my ummah that have earned major sins, Allahu Akbar, that have committed major sins. Shafaati li ahli al-kabairi min ummati. At another place, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asked, Ya Rasulullah, even if that person has stolen, subhanallah, as it was asked by Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked, wa in zana wa in saraqa, even if that person is an adulterer or that person is a thief, and then he said, wa in zana wa in saraqa,
meaning Allah.
Even if that person is a zani, even if that person is a thief, subhanallah, bar khilaf khaish Abu Darda ke, meaning Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu thought maybe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say something else, but the beloved Nabi, even if he is guilty of those crimes, even he will receive my shafa'at.
Subhanallah. So basically, we have heard about receiving the shafa'at. Again, my shafa'at is for the major sinners of my ummah. Allahu Akbar. But dear viewers of Madani channel, even the iman is equivalent to a mustard seed in your heart. A faith lays there in your heart, even equivalent to a mustard seed, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will most definitely get you out of jahannam.
Subhanallah.
So this means when you're departing from this world, hamara iman barqarar rahe. This is the hukm of Allah azza wa jalla. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. So we all want to leave this world with iman, and this is what we should be trying and striving for day and night. O you who believe, fear Allah like you're rightfully supposed to fear Him, and never die but as a Muslim. اعلی حضرت امام احمد رضا خان سے ان ہز بیوٹیفل پوئٹری, شفاعت کرے حشر میں جو رضا کی, شفاعت کرے حشر میں جو رضا کی, سوا تیرے کس کو یہ قدرت ملی ہے, سوا تیرے کس کو یہ قدرت ملی ہے. سبحان اللہ. اٹ از دی بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. حضرت عوف بن مالک رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ سیڈ, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was given the option of either half of my ummah will be forgiven, or either I should choose intercession. I have chosen the intercession. The foundation of the shafaat is iman, Mulana Sahib. Yani ye bhi ho ki hum duniya se jaye to iman ke sath jaye, aur phir ye aqeeda bhi rakhe inshallah azza wa jalla that we will most definitely attain his shafaat on the day of qiyamah. Mulana, before we ask any other questions, we say that subhanallah, we have a beautiful video clip, a Madani Pearl for the viewers of Madani channel by Sayyid Fuzail Raza Attari Sallamahul Bari, mashallah, from the UK. Let's be honored to listen to this beautiful video clip, and when we do return inshallah azza wa jalla, we will conclude with more ahadith with regards to shafa'at Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
An exclusive aspect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he did not have a shadow. The wisdom why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have a shadow. Number one, due to being light noor, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not have a shadow. Number two, several ulama mentioned that being without a shadow was a clear sign of his prophethood. The wisdom in him not having a shadow was so that no disbeliever could step on the shadow, as this would be disrespect towards him. Number three, Mujaddid al-Afsanvi rahmatullah alayhi stated, shadows are more subtle than the bodies that cast them, as nothing is more subtle than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He does not have a shadow. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullah alayhi says that the volume of proofs of scholarly sayings about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam being shadowless is so great that it would not be incorrect to deem the matter unanimously accepted. We pray to Allah Almighty that He establish in our hearts unwavering commitment to the beliefs of those beloved to you, enable us to imitate them, and save us from falling short in honoring the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai. This was Fuzail Raza Attari sallallahu al-bari, mashallah, who was giving us a Madani pearls. May Allah Kareem bless him abundantly. As we were discussing the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even more than the number of trees in this world, dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah azza wa jalla has granted him such authority which is beyond one's imagination. Ala Hadhrat says so beautifully in his poetry,
پیش حق مجدا شفاعت کا سناتے جائیں گے, آپ روتے جائیں گے, ہم کو ہساتے جائیں گے, وسعت دی گئے خدا نے دامن محبوب کو, جرم کھلتے جائیں گے اور وہ چھپاتے جائیں گے, جرم کھلتے جائیں گے اور وہ چھپاتے جائیں گے,
وہ ساتھ دی ہے خدا نے دامن محبوب کو, جرم کھلتے جائیں گے اور وہ چھپاتے جائیں گے.
سبحان اللہ, as our crimes will be all in the open, all the books will be opened, and Allah will safeguard us from that embarrassment even on the day of judgment. This is the wusat of the Damani Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ki jurm khulte jayenge aur woh chhipate jayenge. Look at how beautifully Sayyidi Alaa has put and made us realize the sacrifices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us, the sinful ummah. As Alhamdulillah, it befits us now more than ever to seek and beg for the shafaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the occasion of Maulud al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we, Alhamdulillah, we are remembering our Shafi, subhanallah, our Shafi, subhanallah, Shafi'una, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All we can say that Allah azza wa jalla grant us the shafaat of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because without that we'll be doomed indeed.
Allahu Akbar. Muasab, make dua that we all are able to attain the shafaat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believe in this, live by this, and die with this. Leave this world with this hope that in the qabr too we will see his blessings, and the akhirat as well we will see his blessings, and the akhirat we will see his blessings in such a way. Allah Hazrat once again capsulates that entire scenario and he says, Lovo ay muskurate hum asiro ki taraf. Allahu Akbar. When every person will be absorbed and drowned into his own takalif, in his problems, Allah says, no, no, wo aaye muskurate hum asiro ki taraf, khirman isya pe ab bijli girate jayenge. Ameen. Thumma ameen. Allahumma ameen. May Allah Azawajalla show us the deity of yours of Madani channel, and may we be forgiven without any accountabilities. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the shafa'at of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shukran for watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Durood e Pak and Salawat upon the most beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal. Make dua for yourself and for the ummah at large. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good, dear viewers. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Marhaban ya Mustafa, marhaban ya Mustafa, the grand arrival of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaban ya Mustafa.